Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hello and welcome to Share Talk, where I'm joined by Aidan Bishop, who's founder at Big Dish. How are you today, Aidan?
Very well, Zach. Good to see you again.
Good to see you. I think we met around the time that your company floated on the stock market last year. How's the experience been so far?
I would describe it as one that, traumatic. Right. it's been quite an interesting journey. I mean, we floated at 4.5p. I mean, the first day it was slightly off because somebody tried to violate a lock-in agreement and then they had to buy them all back up. Right. And then we saw people buying all the way up to 5.5. And then we announced a better testing period in the UK that was extended further than we thought. In hindsight, I should have not put the time period onto it. And then the shares came off and I think some people panicked. And they went all the way down to about 1.5, which was, not good to see. Mm. Although people buying at those levels would be quite happy today, because of last week there was, you know, the shares went all the way back up and there was a lot of volume, and I think it's doing quite well today. I don't know. So it's been interesting, up and down, bumpy.
Right. Fun. Well, I mean, cynics look at a company like yours, say, well, it's all about when's the next placing. You know, they need to raise money. Is that the case? Is that reasonable, the publicity?
I find it completely laughable, actually, that people are equating, you know, social media activity, PR, marketing, that a placing is imminent. It is absolute nonsense. And any disruptive tech company has to scream and shout your message. That's what you've got to do. I mean, that's part of the business of the company, is to try to get something out there that's disruptive into the marketplace. And the reason now we've been starting to shout is because we've recently announced the UK launch and the things are starting to move, and we're just not going to stop. We're going to keep shouting. And interestingly enough, since we've done that, I've had people on the continental Europe that run old-fashioned dining discount card programs ask about us. They've been seeing us on seeing some of the videos and asking what kind of joint ventures we could do in Europe and so forth. Not that we're thinking about that now, but shouting the story is all part of it, and it's not going to stop.
So the best time to shout is when you don't actually need the money rather than when you do?
Well, we're just going to shout continuously. I mean, that's just what we do. So that's what we're going
to
do. So.
And to a layperson, you've got lots of competitors out there, or are you one of just a unique band, or how does that work?
Well, look, restaurant and hospitality tech is quite a wide niche. We are different from a generic reservation platform. And one of the things that came out in the beta testing period was that restaurants wanted us to provide a genuine last-minute.com type experience. So they said, right, what we want is to be able to offer deals that are no more than 48 hours in advance. So we are really looking to serve that last minute type of market. You know, you've got some friends come to town unexpectedly, you know, oh, let's take them out to eat, where should we go? Big Dish. You know, or come home, partner's burnt the dinner, oh, where are we going to go? Big Dish. You know, that's a great restaurant, can't afford it, maybe it's on Big Dish. And so that's the type of last minute market that we're looking to serve.
We've said Big Dish many times there. So it's really to get into the consciousness, like a Deliveroo's in the consciousness, Uber Eats is there, you want to be there, it's the thing that people remember, you know, when they click the fingers, and that's the one.
That's right, absolutely right.
And as far as the business model is concerned, what are the margins there? What are the revenues? Where's the profitability? How's that going to happen?
So the way we make money at the moment is we make money based upon a fee per diner seated, which is not the same as other reservation platforms that operate. So people get so caught up in revenue when it comes to early stage tech, and really what you should be looking at and what we focus on is the market fit, the product, the customer experience, the user experience, getting all those things right, because everything flows from that. And of course we create so much data, and there'll be all kinds of opportunities that will come from that. I was looking at the story of Deliveroo. And when Deliveroo started, people thought, it's never going to work, and of course it did. But all of the data they started to gather created another business opportunity, something that you call dark kitchens or cloud kitchens. And nobody had ever heard of what those were. And it all came about because they were understanding user experience, user behavior, and the data. So we believe that there's going to be numerous opportunities and revenue streams that are going to come to us. So right now, we're just making money by bums on seats, basically. Now, have we got the pricing right? I don't know. TripAdvisor's platform in Europe charges a little bit more than we do. The platform that TripAdvisor invested into in Asia also charges a little bit more than we do. So there's scope there in the pricing. But there's also opportunities to create additional revenue stream, because as more users come, more restaurants come, we'll have premium spots within the platform. So we could charge for that. Also, the data is extremely valuable, that we understand consumer behavior. So there's opportunities to monetize data. There's also opportunities maybe at some point down the line that maybe we could even go into fintech. If we got all of these users going to restaurants, the natural idea is, hey, why not, you know, get into the payment side of it? So there's numerous opportunities that are going to come into this business. But for right now, what we're focusing on is refining the user experience, building the restaurant database, and increasing our footprint. And that's what we're going
to
do.
So is it true to say that how you see the business now in 2019 is different from before you came to market? I mean, there are different opportunities. It's moving in a different way, or maybe hopefully a better way.
Absolutely. I mean, look, we started off life as a dining discount card, like Taste Card. And Taste Card was bought for 100 million quid a couple of years ago. So there's lots of mileage there, and that's just in the UK. That's how we started life. And like many tech companies, where you end up is not where you start. So we pivoted to Big Dish, rebranded as Big Dish, rebranded to this model, which is we think is far superior. And, you know, so it's great. And when we came to market, of course, I quickly saw that even though we were in four countries, if we really want to be successful, we've got to look at the resources we've got. How much money is it really going to take to work in four countries and really expand? And the answer is a lot more than we had. So that's why we've announced our focus is really going to be on the UK. We're looking to see how we can spin off the Asian business, try and sell it off. But the UK, we can do really, really, really well with a far smaller amount of money than people think.
And finally, would you class yourself as a disruptive business or disrupting the disruptors? How do you class yourself?
Yeah, look, it's disruptive tech. I mean, it is. What are we looking to disrupt? We're looking to, I mean, one of the hashtags we're looking to own is Dine Smarter. So, you know, people, we're trying to provide a great experience for consumers, and we're also trying to send traffic to restaurants. So it is disruptive in that sense. It's most disruptive to the voucher schemes, the daily deals type of model, the dining discount car model. Those are what we're looking to disrupt.
And for 2019, what are the key sort of timeline events that you think those are going to be?
I think we're going to start growing out our first two territories. We recently announced the various towns and cities within those territories, mostly towns, that we're going to start going out into. And then we're going to start rolling out around the UK. So, you know, progressively, we're going to do that. It's quite difficult to predict, you know, these things within tech, because, you know, things change and you learn so much along the way based upon what happens in restaurants, the user experience and so forth. But that's what we want to do. We want to roll out all around the UK. It's not going to be all over the UK by the end of this year, but we're going to be a lot further than we are today.
Hayden Bishop, founder at Big Dish, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, Zach. Cheers.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.